WGNS, Murfreesboro.
This is FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's place to talk.
He's pounding down, loaded up and trucking. Are we going to do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old Bandit run.
It's time for the Rutherford Home Show here on News Radio WGNS with your hosts Dean Higby of South Branch Nursery and Dave Gober with F&B Mortgage. A focus on everything you need to know about your home, from buying to selling to improving your home's value. You'll get the latest on the Rutherford County real estate market, helpful lawn and garden tips, plus much more. Now your hosts of the Rutherford Home Show, Dave Gober and Dean Higby.
All right, thank you for joining us on the Rutherford Home Show. Pretty nice day today. It is 68 degrees and sun is shining. You never know what you're going to get. We've had a very tumultuous spring this year. It's been probably four frosts and maybe a freeze or two.
And like a ton of rain.
Yep, and so hopefully, but that's why I always tell people don't plant your flowers till May 1st, when a lot of times people say tax day is the threshold of putting your annuals out, but I always say May 1st, and it's proven to be true this year for sure. We've had a lot of springs where it's, you know, it came out nice weather early in late March, and you're a little hesitant to do things, but the weather does hold out. But the last time it did that was the, we had the whole drought year. So all this rain that we've gotten is a, been a challenge in the building business for sure.
In the lending business. You know why? Because people can't close on their home and it affects their rate locks. More so this year than I've ever experienced it.
Yeah,
on custom homes.
But we've got John Floyd with Old South Properties in the studio with us. Thanks for joining us, John.
Glad to be here.
So I guess going about that point with all the rain, you know, I think in February we came close to breaking the all-time record of 11 inches somewhere in there. That was from 1850s. What are you seeing on the side? You know, it's got you guys backed up as well. Am I right?
Oh, no doubt. It just puts us to a stop. It affects the home building business really bad. But where it kills us is the excavating business, putting in the roads, water, sewer, drainage. It just brings that to a stop, and that's going to cause this year probably be a little bit of a slowdown just because of the lack of lots and the ability to get the lots online. So it's a challenge and not a whole lot we can do about it.
And then when you get the houses finished, it's a challenge to get the landscaper in there to get the sod down and the landscaping done. And so that's our thing. We're still working on things that you know, have been on the plate for 60 days in some places, where, you know, it's just we're playing catch up and trying to do the current things that we have as well to hold the closings and get it all done. But you know, that, like Dave said, I mean, it causes problems from the mortgage end, it causes problems from the front end. So I think nature's created us probably a 60 day at least delay here.
Everything's moved back a quarter as far as what we had scheduled for the year. So That's going to affect our numbers. But anyway, we've been having such great years the last three or four years. I'm not going to even think about complaining.
Right, right. And that's the thing. I would much rather have a spring that really kind of shows us that, you know, we as humans aren't really in control of picking things in these days of, you know, the tech world we live in. Everybody wants it then and now, and just, you know, patience. But when you have situations like that, you really can't complain because you can't change it. You can complain all you want, but it's not going to help. But I would take the rain and a little bit of this weather to keep things in check over a drought or extreme heat, where, you know, the year where everybody's running around trying to get their irrigation systems on in 1 or 2 weeks period of time. There's just no way to do it. So it's amazing how the building process works and all the subcontractors come in and they do it. You guys have a well-oiled machine, you know, probably have it down better than most. And Would you say that Old South's biggest competition right now is not really competition, but the national builders? Is that still?
Oh, yeah, no doubt that the national builders, back in the last boom in the early 2000 to the mid-2000, there was six national or large regional builders in Middle Tennessee, and today there's 14.
And so, you got people like Warren Buffett who own one of those companies, right?
Yeah, Berkshire Hathaway bought one
Goodall.
Of the local, Bob Goodall up in Gallatin. And so now that's a publicly traded company also, builder. So it makes it interesting. It really kind of, it's tough for the local businesses, and all these businesses from out of state come in here and build the houses, and their money goes out of state. They don't really participate in the local scene as far as any local charities or schools or whatever. But I mean, it is what it is. It just seems like as a nation, the big guys are, the rich are getting richer and the poor are getting poorer, and the big companies are getting bigger and buying everybody up with no matter whether it's, you know, whatever kind of business it may be.
You're right. I mean, I'm even in the business of lawn care and landscaping, we've got national companies. And they, we get contacted quite often of wanting, you know, hey, we've got somebody who would like to talk about selling your business and things, and this would be a great time to sell a business, as what my accountant tells me, because, you know, things are on a high point. But at the same time, you know, I think just about, you know, car washes, and there's a lot of that's happening. The Capital Wall Street is, but I guess that's the way the game's played. I mean,
there's not much we can do about it. But in my position, I like what I do, and I've got a lot of wonderful and staff and subcontractors and friends and like yourself that I've known forever and ever, and you know, be almost like you're a traitor if you sold out to get some money that you don't even need anyway. So I'm just going to keep plugging away at it.
You got to have something to do. Yep. You got to have purpose.
You got to have purpose to get up out of the bed in the morning. And
there's only so much golf for beach time.
We hadn't had any golf. We've been having some physical ailments.
Yeah, getting old's not too good.
Yeah, we'll hopefully be coming back to a course near you soon.
We got 6 weeks to heal up.
Yeah,
we're going to Scotland to play golf.
So, the point of competition, we have a lot of competition out there in the real estate world where the homeowners and first-time home buyers are competing with national investors as well. A lot of these townhomes that come up for sale, and I think they're California investors, are buying it. They can close on it cash, make it happen.
It's amazing that the amount of investment, the amount of houses and townhomes that are sold to these big REITs that are buying up hundreds and hundreds of houses in our area purely for rentals. So it's such a different market than it was 10 years ago.
And it really, I hate to say it, but I don't think it's good for a subdivision to have that rental in that price range of, a nicer type. The goal from that subdivision was to keep a high standard
of then.
Because you can tell the yards of a rented house versus an independently owned house.
The integrity of a subdivision is based on long-term residency, not short-term rentals.
So, and there's nothing against rentals. I mean, it's a great thing to have. But, you know, it just seems like when a place, and you know, I think you're involved in one that every house y'all build in there is a rental house. But it looks great because it's all took care of by one business that keeps all the lawn and everything the same.
All or none would be better. I mean, if they're all rentals, then you've got, when the yard's mowed, every yard's mowed.
Right.
They keep it looking really well. It's the subdivisions where, you know, you've got 85% owner occupied and 15% rentals. And, that just really hurts the people that live there that own. But, I mean, it's just the way it is. You as a property owner, when you get ready
to
sell it.
You want the right to rent, yeah.
Yeah, you want to. You want to be able to get your maximum return from your house. So, I mean, we can gripe all about it we want, but there's not a whole lot you can do about it. Now, some neighborhoods,
the restrictions.
They've got all the neighbors to agree. I mean, you got to get everybody to agree to it. Have put in restrictions that not allow rentals, which is highly unusual. It has happened, but it's kind
of... You almost have to do that from the onset of the documents when the development's done.
You would think. But it has happened.
But I think a lot of times this hadn't even been a discussion. This has only happened, what, over the last 10 years or so, where these... You would always think most rental places are by the college or, you know, they're more of a lower valued house versus the upper end houses. And now these days it's just, I don't know. I think there's a lot of money out there from other places that, like you said, the REITs. And that's, a lot of these strip malls are doing the same thing. They'll come in, they build a building, and they'll put a Dunkin' Donuts and several other businesses with it. And then they end up selling that to a capital company.
It's every business. I mean, take the banks, for example. It's all the time. You get a local bank, and they're in business for 8 or 10 years, and somebody scoops them up, and they have, you know, by a regional builder who's scooped up by a national, a bank. It's just the way it is. There's nothing we can do about it.
Now, but...
I hope they wait 10 years or more.
Do
me.
I?
Hope my bank doesn't sell it.
I understand. I tell people when they talk about, you know, how do you get in the business and how do you get to where you are, and I just tell them, honestly, in today's world, it would be pretty impossible to do what I've done the last 30 years because you're competing with all these people with such deep pockets and all this capital. And when I started, you know, there was very, very few national builders. As a matter of fact, in Rutherford County, there wasn't any.
Right.
I mean, you know, everybody was kind of on the same level playing field, and, you know, it was just a lot easier to do business then. And now it's so heavy, you got to have so much cash and capital to make it work. I'm fortunate. I've been in long enough. I've been able to accumulate some, but
well,
I couldn't compete otherwise.
And you brought up something good, a point a minute ago, was the national builders that come in here, they don't participate on the local level, like the charities and the things. And you guys from Old South and you personally have been very gracious to a lot of people and organizations. And I don't, you know, that really has a good effect, you know, with the community. I applaud you for that. And with MTSU, you know, that's kind of what, you know, even a lot of my friends, you know, local businesses like Toots and restaurants are having to compete with national restaurants. But you look, a lot of these national restaurants aren't doing that great.
No, not Murfreesboro, but, you know, your community's how you became successful, and it's, you know, your responsibility as a businessman to be involved in the community, and it all comes back around to help you. So, I mean, it's just the right thing to do, and the folks that aren't doing it, they're missing out in more ways than one.
Yes, they are. And so on that front, Dave, rates?
Still pretty good. I mean,
don't
let a rate deter you from buying a home. I mean, I don't understand. People get so upset over an eighth of a or a quarter on an interest rate, and you're buying a $300,000 house. I mean, you know, just don't go to Starbucks one day or whatever. You know, they're only going to go up, I think, probably next year to 18 months. I look them to push closer to 4.75 to 5% and stay there.
Yeah.
So I don't think we have to worry about it going up to 6 anytime in the next probably 2 years. But the Fed says they may raise the rate 4 times during this next year. There's just a lot of uncertainty. But again, when you look at the prices of rent versus when you can buy, I mean, it's no brainer. 15-year now is passed up to about 4.8%. 30-year is about 4.5%.
Yeah,
and FHA.
I think that's been a huge proponent of the success of.
When I got into business, it was 8.5%. So, and that was in the late '90s. 8.5 was still a phenomenal rate back then. And, you know, I know the prices are going up, and if the rates go up, it's a double whammy.
You got to think at some point we're going to start to see a little bit of a slowdown in the market, right. But we've been booming for so long, you know, it's just part of it. It goes up and it comes back down. I mean, it's just crazy the amount of growth we've had in Middle Tennessee and or the whole nation. I'm in a Builder 20 group, so I've been all week with guys from all the United States, and everybody has the same problems, lack of subcontractors, nobody can get lots. You know, everybody's in a growth mode, but in reality, nobody's in a growth mode because nothing's working the way they'd like it. Everybody has plans for growth, but in reality, it doesn't really happen because you're doing good to do what you're doing already.
That's the thing. It's almost like our thing is it's almost like a panic mode of trying to catch up with all the things that we've been behind, and then the new stuff coming. I mean, it's just it's like sitting on the sideline watching.
There's one thing real quick before our first break. From 11 to 12 to 13, we had double-digit increases. I think we're going to start seeing 3%, 5% at the state.
Yeah, it's got a level.
Yeah, I mean.
The first quarter of permits in Middle Tennessee, we were down about 11%. So, I know that's
I think that part of that's the weather.
You know, but it's just a combination.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we're going to take a break. We'll be back in just a few minutes. This is Dean Hebe with South Branch Nursery, Dave Gober, FMB Mortgage, and John Floyd with Old South Properties.
Nothing compares to the excitement of moving into a brand new home, especially when it's an Old South home. There's no denying it. New homes are better. When it comes to your biggest investment, buy smart and buy new. With an Old South home, you have reassurance that everything in your home is brand new. There's a higher level of satisfaction when you live in an Old South home because buying your Old South home is a celebration. Whether it's your first home filled with children's laughter or the home you choose to retire in, your home is where you'll celebrate life. Discover what they mean when they say Old South built it. With everything from maintenance-free townhomes to all brick homes in every price range and over 20 communities in Middle Tennessee, you'll find one that's right for you. See new, touch new, live new, and know that when you get your keys to an Old South home, it's just the beginning of a relationship. So find your perfect home with Tennessee's number one home builder. Visit OldSouth.com for locations and more information. That's OldSouth.com. Old South built it. Built new, built for you, built for life.
Rutherford County's housing market is rolling again with lots of great deals on homes. If you are looking for your first home or your next, be sure to check with FNB Mortgage for great rates and unbeatable service. Located in the Gateway and staffed with friendly, knowledgeable hometown people. I'm Sally Stevens at FNB Mortgage, where we are big enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
Department of First National Bank of Middle Tennessee, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Check us out at fnbmt.com or call 615-907-2043.
Hi, this is Dean Higby with Quality Land Management, a division of South Branch Nursery that has been serving customers in the Middle Tennessee area since 1992. Quality Land Management is a leading property maintenance, landscape, design, and installation firm. We provide a full menu of residential and commercial application, including general lawn maintenance, tree and shrub trimming, irrigation, fertilizing, and outdoor pest control. Our team of talented designers will consult with you to create a landscape within your budget that will be the envy of your neighborhood. We offer our service at a very competitive price. Our experience is beyond compare. For a free estimate, please contact us at 893-4030 or visit us on the web at qualitylandmanagement.com.
Toots. If you've ever noticed at Toots, our kitchen is an open kitchen that you can see in, and we don't start cooking your food till we get the ticket. We still have the $4.99 lunch special. This is Wade Hayes of Toots Restaurants. All of our food Toots is prepared fresh to order.
Good food and fun.
You're going to love it. Come eat with us at Toots Restaurants, Northwest Broad Street, Toots South on Church Street, and on Sam Ridley in Smyrna.
Good food and fun.
If you're planning to buy a home, choose a professional that will look out for you. Ann Hoke & Associates has a proven track record of helping guide clients through the home buying experience. Whether buying your first home, moving up, downsizing, or investing, Ann's team will help you do it right. When it's your time to buy or sell, just ask Ann.
This is Ann Hoke at Keller Williams Realty. I would love to personally talk with you. Call me today at 397-4024. Sell faster and buy smarter with Ann Hoke & Associates.
All right, Welcome back to the Rutherford Home Show. Hope everybody's having a great weekend. The weather's nice. Get out tomorrow. Rain again, Dean. If you're listening, we appreciate it. Shout out to our sponsors. We have our premium sponsor here today, John Floyd, Old South Properties. Glad he's in the studio. And Dean, South Branch Nursery, me, Dave, and F&B Mortgage, talking a little bit about all aspects of real estate, from the building to the landscaping to the interest rate side. You know, one of the big questions I've always had was, you know, we've had probably, what, five different types of markets in the last 10 or 11 years, buyer's market, seller's markets, no inventory, too much inventory. Now we're in a rate-inducive market and a price increase market, which we haven't ever had here recently that I can remember. How long does it last? What should people prepare for? I mean,
well, you know, these gas prices are creeping up, and I was talking to Adam with Marsh Cabinet, and we were talking about, you know, we're all the, when we bring in plants from, we bring plants in from Oregon, California. I mean, that's a long haul. And you, the surcharges now that are coming in on these trucks for fuel and things. But, you know, when fuel prices go up, it doesn't only hit you at the pump, it hits you at the building products end, because the laminate is a petroleum-based product, I believe. There's so many petroleum-based products involved in a house. I mean, from shingles to PVC pipe, so much. So, you know, plus this year, I mean, we've probably, as everything's been booming along, now it seems like we're getting price increases from a lot of our suppliers. And then you throw fuel costs going up as well. Then you throw higher interest rates on things. It is definitely going to be, you know, and that's to be expected. We're not, you know, we can't live in a world where, I don't know how you still do it. Some places sell hamburger for 99 cents still, but it's not probably the healthiest thing, but they've been doing that for a long time. They make their money on the drink. When the drink is what's $3. You know, the biggest challenge right now, I think, in our whole town, look how many hiring signs are up everywhere you go.
Yeah.
I mean, but that most of those jobs are not, you know, they're more of an entry level job or a low income type job.
Blue collar.
From convenience stores to waiters and waitresses. I know what Omni Hut, somebody told me, who's been in business for 60 years, she's closed down and hopes to be able to restaff to open back up, but it's been a challenge for keeping staff. It's really hard. I look at some of these businesses.
Time. I mean, that was what, 1985, 87, Omni Hut?
60 years, I think they said.
Oh.
So, but hopefully that they'll be able to get things going. But what I'm saying is, even John, you own part of a restaurant, and I think we've talked about this, is, you know, turnover for you know, a lot of times it's kid going to school, and when school gets out for high school and college, you it kind of solves a problem temporarily because it frees people up to do those type things, but the longevity is the issue, getting someone trained and then uniformed. And
the key here in Murfreesboro, which is just awesome, is that MTSU's here, and that's where I'd say 75% of the employees are coming from. You know, they're here for 4 or 5 years, and that we're lucky. I mean, when Toots goes out and looks for locations, the college is the key to where we go. We really won't go to a town that isn't a college town, because that's our source of staff.
Right. Yeah. And so right now, locations, is it Cookeville?
No.
Bowling Green.
Actually, I'm
Cincinnati.
That guy had some personal problems, and those doors closed. So we have Smyrna, Broad Street, Church Street, and then under construction right now is the one in Blackman, which hopefully will open spring of next year. That's what we're hoping for.
Yep. And, I think that'll be a great location, and that's another thing, another local business that does a lot of for the community, a staple.
Wade's heavily involved in the Boys and Girls Club. You know, everybody has their P picks of what they like to help with, and he just he's been on that board over there for 15 or 20 years, and just been such a great friend of that organization. You know, we're gonna have a steak and burger here in a few months. We got Terry Bradshaw coming. That's exciting.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's gonna be great.
That's really exciting. They're gonna have it over at MTSU. It's been several years since we've had it at MTSU. It's an exciting, you know, it's gonna be fun.
Yeah, well, I think in the past, what they've had a lot of football coaches and stuff like what Spurrier was here one time,
and Calipari,
the Kentucky coach, basketball. Bradshaw, you know, obviously he brings a different, you know, energy to it, cause, you know, actor, singer, football analyst.
I was a Pittsburgh Steelers fan as a kid. You know, you had Cowboy fans or Pittsburgh Steelers fan, you know.
What's that? My dad was a professor at Louisiana Tech when Bradshaw was the quarterback in the early 70s.
And, you know, they say that the Duck Dynasty guy, if he wouldn't have got hurt, Terry Bradshaw even said, I think, one time, he was a better quarterback. If that guy wouldn't have gotten hurt, he would have not, had the opportunity. So, there again, one person's bad luck can be someone's,
especially in that business, that sports.
It is, and you wonder sometimes. I wonder, like, when you get these franchise quarterbacks, like a Brady or something, how many guys were sitting behind him never got a shot of it, really, that could have been the next.
Well, wasn't it Rodgers that sat behind Favre for three or four years, and now look how he's done. That's a prime example.
Andrew Luck behind Peyton. Anyway, so.
One more I'll give you. Tom Brady behind Drew Bledsoe.
There you go. Yeah. And, you know, that's part of it, building a winning culture. And that makes the success of everything. John's success of your business is a lot about that. And, you know, being a local business is a huge. Huge plus, so dude, you know.
We depend a lot on MTSU students and the high school seniors at the theater. And a lot of them will come back and work summers for us because they're good. And
that was one of your first jobs, wasn't it?
Yeah, I went to school at MTSU and managed the theater. Yeah, it was a good fit for going to school.
Now you own the theater.
That's pretty exciting.
Yeah, that was. He used to work. I actually remember. I had Dave's dad in college, in statistics. It's
tough,
I do believe.
Tough.
Yeah, he was tough. That's the hardest class I ever. I did actually show up to that one. Pay attention. But I remember Dave working at. He would be at the theater. We didn't know each other then, but. then I remember when you worked at the one in the mall.
Dude, I love that theater. That was one of the best organized, designed theaters. It was a Lynchfield theater, and we took it over when Carmike bought Lynchfield out. It was 1991. Desert Storm was taking place, and me and Joe T and Bill and one other employee from the Jackson Heights location walked in and took it over. They said, just walk in and start running it.
But see, a big thing in common we have here is you got a theater that you're competing with who's coming in at the mall of a national level. And then John's competing with these national builders that are on publicly traded. But the thing I want to bring up, John, if you added number two and three together, would they still total with what you guys did?
Well, they would now. In the past, they wouldn't, but they're creeping up on me, but that's okay.
And the thing is, though, is you don't have to sit at a board meeting and take votes on what's really going to happen. You take input, but, you know, that makes things a little simpler in business when it doesn't have to go through all the bureaucracies.
Yeah, we make decisions quickly.
Yeah.
It doesn't take us 6 months to figure out if we want to do something.
And I think a huge – I was saying this on the way over here, and Dave even brought it up with a – I'm going to get into donut holes here in a minute. But that one thing is, like you said, to be successful in business is, I think, travel is a huge thing. For one, you need to get away every once in a while to take a break, let your mind reset, look at things from an outside perspective. I think that's one of the best things about me going on a trip or traveling – is when you come back, you look at things a little different, especially if you've been gone for a week or so. I mean, you just, you know, you drive down the street and you look at things that you usually don't look at. It gives you perspective. But if you, one thing I did in the nursery business, we traveled. Every time we go somewhere, we go see a garden center of that town and talk to those owners. And, you know, you view competition, a lot of people view competition as a, you know, I don't want to get that guy. I mean, really, if you embrace your competition and get along, it's better for lot of people.
Yeah.
So the group that you're in is basically that, successful people from all different parts and non-competing markets sharing ideas and able to relate with somebody that, you know, of your level or higher or lower or whatever. But that brings so much to the table of your education that you can't
replace. I mean, you get to share, I guess, industry secrets, so to speak. And it's a great, you know, you always leave one of those meetings with some one or two little ideas that you can take back home and, you know, it helps your business, helps your staff, helps sales or whatever. And of course, in this case, they all came to Nashville, which they all love to come to Nashville because it's such a fun,
Nashville
fun
is
place.
The hot spot right now.
Yeah.
No. Speaking of which, we're gonna have to take our second break. We're halfway through the show. We appreciate you listening. Great show. We'll be right back and talk to you in a minute.
Hi, I'm Kelly Searing at F&B Mortgage. Mortgage rates remain at historic lows and present a super opportunity for home buyers or those wishing to refinance. Don't be lulled into thinking these rates will always be available. Act now. Contact me, Kelly Searing at F&B Mortgage, for great rates, great service. Or apply online at kellysearing.com.
Suite 301, 1608 Williams Drive, FNBMT.com. Department of First National Bank of Middle Tennessee, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
We have many healthy options at Toots Restaurants, such as our grilled chicken fingers, our chicken on a stick, unbelievable salads. If you haven't had a salad from Toots, you're missing a great treat. Come and try Toots today. This is Wade Hayes of Toots Restaurants. All of our food Toots is prepared fresh to order.
Good food and fun.
You're going to love it. Come eat with us at Toots Restaurants, Northwest Broad Street, Toots South on Church Street, and on Sam Ridley in Smyrna.
Good food and fun.
This is Josh at South Branch Nursery, a full-service, one-stop garden center open to everyone. We have a combined 10.5 acres with great plant material, mulches, landscape stones, and lawn decor. Here at South Branch Nursery, we specialize in hard-to-find trees, shrubs, perennials, annuals, and edibles. Call us at 893-4030 to talk to one of our staff. We also have a full line of bagged and bulk soils, mulches, and rock, and even offer to deliver any of our products. Our friendly, knowledgeable staff is always glad to help you create the lawn and landscape you've always wanted and assist you with your outdoor projects. We're open 7 days a week, and we're always online at southbranchnursery.com. Our landscape department is well-trained in design and installation of landscape, irrigation, and lighting. With 17 years' experience, we also design and install hardscapes like patios, walkways, and aquascapes. And once the work is done, our sister company, Quality Land Management, can help you maintain your landscape, whether it be commercial or residential. This is Josh inviting you to come see our South Church Street location, just off I-24 past Indian Hills Golf Course, or give us a call at 893-4030. We also have two new locations in Brentwood and Franklin.
Are you planning to buy or sell a home? Put your confidence and trust in the real estate team at Ann Hoken Associates Keller Williams. Ann's passion for putting the client first has placed her among the top 10 real estate agents in Middle Tennessee. Call 397-4024 and ask Ann how to sell faster and buy smarter.
This is Ann with Ann Hoken Associates Keller Williams. Call us today at 397-4024 for a remarkable experience with exceptional results.
Out here. To prove I'm
All right, welcome back to the Rutherford Home Show. Winding up our second half here, having some good conversation about local real estate and businesses and what rates are doing, construction, weather.
Ideas.
All of it comes together, Dean.
Ideas from just like, you know, just like ideas where you can go, you know, when from Lake Tahoe, I used to go skiing there quite a bit, but I got the idea of using rocks, you know, these decorative rocks in the landscaping. And of course, now you see it a lot of places, but that was an idea that I got from another place and was able to bring here. Plus, you know, in our world of plants and things, of trying to introduce new plants instead of having the same, you know, thing. So that we've been very successful in that, and getting that from a lot of information from traveling. And it can even you traveling to the predators and seeing the donut holes.
So let's talk about that a minute. So
John likes donuts.
So anyway, we're looking at a different tie-in with the local business, and everybody knows Donut Country, and they've been around a long time. They have great donuts, family-owned and operated for years. So Bo reached out to me and stopped by and dropped off his car, and I was thinking, you know, donuts would be messy with jelly and all that stuff. So we thought, well, let's do donut holes. So I have those nacho trays, you know. I thought we'd put like 10 of those in there and throw in some dipping sauce, like some cream cheese sauce, and we'll sell it, right? And I thought, nah, I don't know. And I thought, okay. So me and my wife, Predators game Saturday, and she wanted coffee. And I said, okay, so let's go get some coffee. Dunkin' Donuts, which is a big, again, national competitor for them. But they have the donut holes in a cup.
It looks like an icy cup.
Looks like an icy cup, and you can see them. You can put your logo on it. So I texted it to Bo immediately, and he said, bingo, we're on. So we changed our – we got real excited, and you can put it in your cup holder at the theater when you're watching the movie, fresh donut holes. And I'm going to put his logo on it. I'm going to sell it. And it's just a great story.
But
and
the point is you got that from – traveling. I mean, it was to Nashville, but right. Like I said, you can get ideas for a lot of different things. And
but I've never heard anybody negative about eating donuts in a movie, and that was just and you know, when you look at it, it's on a freshness. You know, I have to look at product and how long it's going to last. So I'm going to do it Friday and Saturday night, or Saturdays, all day Saturdays, Friday and all day Saturdays. So I get one batch of donuts, and they're sealed fresh, and
hopefully it takes off, and you'll have to be doing it every day.
Yes. But that's a good thing about having a business. You can try things.
Yep. They either work or they don't.
Right. And like I said, if you own the business, or just have, you know, limited partners or whatever, then you can make decisions fast.
So I'm gonna.
That's what I'm saying. That's definitely an advantage of it. But so right now, John. Townhomes versus single family homes. That, you know, there was one point where it was just townhomes were outselling single family homes. It's been a long time.
Well, it is again.
And now
it's come back. I mean, you take Evergreen Farms, which is, you know, one of the largest subdivisions in the state of Tennessee. When it's all said and done, it'll be about 2,700 units out there. The single family houses, I'm talking about houses with, you know, yard, traditional home, they're now, you know, 215,000 on up to 275, 280. And keep in mind, in 1986, when I started this thing,
79,000.
I'm sorry, yeah. 96. It was 79.9 would get you a one car garage and 1,100 square foot house. And now, you know, 22 years later, you can get a townhome with, you know, 1,255 feet for about I'm going to guess 165,000. That little house is 215 grand. I mean, it's hard to even imagine that the housing would went up as high as it has. And a lot of it's, you know, regulations, obviously, you know, lumber, materials, labor, all the different things that we have to do now that we didn't do back then. I mean, it is what it is. And every product in any business has went up quite a bit. But it's just hard to imagine that something can be 2.5 times higher than it was 22 years ago.
Yeah, but, you know, that's the beauty about real estate is it's probably the most solid investment you can have. a lot of people, I mean, it's the biggest investment they'll make in their whole life, but that's what you want. You want to move into a house, and people always say, well, when's a good time to buy? And I think the answer was yesterday or today.
1996 would have been really good.
I know.
Well, 2012, you could have got that house for 114, 118.
Yeah, during the recession, it dropped 30%.
And you could buy a lot of lots, too, because everybody was – but that those days are over. And but, you know, who's to say that, hey, history repeats itself. I hope it's beyond our scope of life that I don't want to go through anything like that again. But
I think about 2020 we might see a little pullback.
Yeah, you'll see a recession, and recessions are normal, but you won't see the deep, dark recession of 2007, 8, 9, and 10. It just, of course, that was with subprime lending, in my opinion, created all that.
Greed. A lot of greed.
There's a guy who's pushing bank statement loans. I just kind of shake my head.
Well, when you start seeing where people can buy a house, they can't buy a car, and you know we're back and we're getting ready to have a major adjustment, and hopefully it won't ever get like that, because I don't want to have to deal
with it. The heartache, you know what I'm saying?
I guarantee you, I won't forget.
I won't.
I don't know.
I buy land as I need it. I don't land bank it like I did back then, like a moron. You know, I own land all over the place. Now I buy it as I need it, and somebody else buys it in front of me. Good luck to them. I'm not getting caught in that race.
No. Yeah, and that happens with the housing. I mean, I got. Several of my friends turn around and building these million and a half homes in the Grove and out there in Williamson County just because everything's so good right now that they can. And I'm thinking, God, I mean, you know, I'm just saying, what fuels you to do that?
Or what?
I mean, because there will be a time. I mean, the first ones to fall will be those, you know?
Yeah, people that are highly leveraged and they think everything's going to be sunshine forever, and it doesn't work like that.
Now you got to put some acorns back, don't you?
You get old, and get wise, and you just think you're scared. You've seen what can happen, and you're just not going
to,
you know.
You just have to be.
You don't need it anymore. I mean, I drive a Nissan, and it gets me where I want to go.
Exactly.
And I like it.
There's a certain level you hit that comfort level, and you don't want to jeopardize it. And you look at your bank account and you go, okay, I'm good. You got two cars that are good. You got a house that's enough, and you live within your means. And I think a lot of people had a harsh reality of that. Whoa, we need to put the brakes on. We need to readjust what we're doing. Because I had four rental properties and I couldn't get them rented back then.
I think too, this is just one thing I noticed with debit cards. Okay, we've kind of gone away from people carrying cash, and it's just not, when you touch cash and you pay for something, it's a little more emotional there. I mean, you're seeing it. And when you just swipe those cards, you know, you're more prone to just not keep up with it.
And why do you think in a casino they have chips instead of cash?
The
chips,
yeah, there you go.
If you were doling out cash every time you were playing a blackjack hand, you'd be less likely to.
Yep.
You won't be doubling down. That's why they got the chips.
That's why they got the fake money that's
credit
in their world, the
real that stuff. You roll out $300 or $400, you'll think about it more so than just slipping a credit card across there.
I'll worry about it later. We're here having fun. We'll worry about it right now. We'll just swipe it. We'll worry about it later.
I remember when I got my first checking account in college or in high school or whatever, I would always, you remember, you carry a check, you'd write a check and you put it in your ledger, and I'd always keep my balance. And
I did that too, but my friends got onto me because I still wrote checks because I listened to Ramsey a lot. He said, write the check. Keep writing the check as long as you can, because you'll feel it when you write that number. And my friend's like, you need to get a debit card. You need to get a debit card. I was like, eh.
Well, it's, you know, I guess what
checks.
I'm saying, though, is for people managing money, I mean, that guy's made millions of money over common sense.
I know. I'm just saying.
But you got to have common sense. And at about the time as you're getting older and you've been in business, this is our 23rd year, and, you know, we've had great times and some tough times, and look forward to many more great times. But you do become a little bit more conservative, and you know, it's not as materialistic as things. And that's one of the things, though, when kids are getting out of school with a lot of student loan debt.
Yeah, let's talk about that. I see it every day. People can't buy a home because of they went out and took $100,000 worth of student loan debt to get a $40,000 a year job.
Yeah. So we're going to pick that up. We're on our last break and at the last segment, and we'll be right back in just a few. You listen to the Rutherford Home Show.
Nothing compares to the excitement of moving into a brand new home, especially when it's an Old South home. There's no denying it. New homes are better. When it comes to your biggest investment, buy smart and buy new. With an Old South home, you have reassurance that everything in your home is brand new. There's a higher level of satisfaction when you live in an Old South home because buying your Old South home is a celebration. Whether it's your first home filled with children's laughter or the home you choose to retire in, your home is where you'll celebrate life. Discover what they mean when they say Old South built it. With everything from maintenance-free townhomes to all brick homes in every price range and over 20 communities in Middle Tennessee, you'll find one that's right for you. See new, touch new, live new, and know that when you get your keys to an Old South home, it's just the beginning of a relationship. So find your perfect home with Tennessee's number one home builder. Visit OldSouth.com for locations and more information. That's OldSouth.com. Old South built it. Built new, built for you, built for life.
Hi, this is Dean Higby with Quality Land Management, a division of South Branch Nursery that has been serving customers in the Middle Tennessee area since 1992. Quality Land Management is a leading property maintenance, landscape, design, and installation firm. We provide a full menu of residential and commercial application, including general lawn maintenance, tree and shrub trimming, irrigation, fertilizing, and outdoor pest control. Our team of talented designers will consult with you to create a landscape within your budget that will be the envy of your neighborhood. We offer our service at a very competitive price. Our experience is beyond compare. For a free estimate, please contact us at 893-4030 or visit us on the web at qualitylandmanagement.com.
Rutherford County's housing market is rolling again with lots of great deals on homes. If you are looking for your first home or your next, be sure to check with F&B Mortgage for great rates and unbeatable service. Located in the Gateway and staffed with friendly, knowledgeable hometown people. I'm Sally Stevens at F&B Mortgage, where we are big enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
Department of First National Bank of Middle Tennessee, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Check us out at fnbmt.com or call 615-907-2043.
At Toots, we still have the $4.99 lunch special that hadn't changed in years. Same portions, same wonderful service, and the same price, $4.99 every day at Toots. Come and try Toots today. This is Wade Hayes of Toots Restaurants. All of our food is prepared fresh to order.
Good food and fun.
You're going to love it. Come eat with us at Toots Restaurants, Northwest Broad Street, Toots South on Church Street, and on Sam Ridley in Smyrna.
Good food and fun.
Are you planning to buy or sell a home? Put your confidence and trust in the real estate team at Ann Hoken Associates Keller Williams. Ann's passion for putting the client first has placed her among the top 10 real estate agents in Middle Tennessee. Call 397-4024 and ask Ann how to sell faster and buy smarter.
This is Ann with Ann Hoken Associates Keller Williams. Call us today at 397-4024 for a remarkable experience with exceptional results.
All right, welcome back to the Rutherford Home Show. We appreciate you listening. Great day today. It'd be a good day to visit a local garden center like South Branch Nursery, and we've got lots of inventory. It's been tough. Haven't been able to get all the stuff out like we would like to have it because of the weather and things. But I think we're safe to say that it's. I think we're over the hump of cold and freezing, but again, I always like to look to May 1st being that day. So, but come out. We're open now on Sundays from noon to 5, and that's we have our location too, which is in the listening area of WGNS, is at the end of Burkett Road and Nolensville Road, the location there. Zach and Josh down there will help you out. Their little location's doing really good, and have a lot of good selections. So
that's good. Might not be a good day to go see a movie today, but tomorrow should be a good day. Got I Feel Pretty, Truth or Dare, Rampage, Quiet Place. Quiet Place is a great suspenseful movie. Blockers, Ready Player One, and Sherlock Gnomes. So check it out. Remember, we don't charge tax. So if you pay $6, all people 55 and over get in $6 all day long, any day. You can't beat it. I don't charge tax.
Right, John, you qualify for that.
55 and over.
Well, I don't charge tax. So if you pay $10 at a prime time,
but you pay tax. That's
but I pay tax. But I don't pass. I just
I like that. No, it's
affordable.
True because you buy something there, you have no. You don't have to deal with coins. Right. It's just the same thing at the concession stand.
What about my young wife? It's 46. Does she get in? No exceptions. What can we do?
Well, if you added your age and her age together, if you added your age and her age together and divide by two, and you get to 55,
I don't know if
it's a done deal.
That's not good. I didn't say it. I knew where he was going.
Tell her she has to stay home.
She's got to have to stay.
I think
you'll be all right. You can pay the.
Plus, we have an adult combo. This is a good thing. Adult combo: popcorn, candy, and a Coke. $8. You can't even touch that. But anyway, we're locally owned. We give back. We like to do special shows, employee events, customer appreciation. Coconut oil is what we use to pop our popcorn in. Got people there. Been there 10 years. Larry Ralston, Ralston's Photography, long. He's one of my main managers, and Sam Goodwin. And like I said, go back to your people. You're only as good as your people. That goes true for my mortgage department to movie theater to your company to John. I mean,
well, I'm excited that a local guy owns the theater. That's
I appreciate
great.
That.
I mean, that's fantastic. We more and more of that we see, the better off Murfreesboro will be.
And yeah. Everywhere, really. I mean, because I don't know what the statistics are now, but they say, 80%. Of our economy is based on small businesses, but
was it 80 I think it's 80% of or 70% of the dollar goes back when you support a local community.
Yep.
Something yep. like that
stays in the community.
Stays yeah. in the community. But we do have a special show, Avengers Infinity Wars special show, before it opens nationwide on Friday. We're doing it at 7:00 at the Premier 6, so get your tickets at the box office. I don't do online purchasing. People have always asked me why don't. It's more money. I'll have to charge you more to pay for that service. You can. Nobody's too lazy to get up and walk up to the box office and buy a ticket.
Yeah. So what's the online thing? They, I guess, download a thing on your phone and you scan your.
You pick your seats now at the other theater. You can go in and pick your seats, reserve them, all that. Then I have to get markers. I have to get lighted.
That seems like a very confusing thing.
Just show up if you want the best seat. It's first come, first serve, and you save money. That's why I like it. But anyway. 50 years that theater's been in operation.
Yep.
And Toots has been in how long?
Since 80s.
88, I believe. 88.
I remember they used to have that July 4th bash back in the 80s, and that was it was always fun to go to. They used to have the Duncan booth and a live band. And remember those days?
I don't know if I remember that.
Yeah.
I got to Murfreesboro in 88. So
well, you would have.
Yeah.
I remember when the girls used to get up on the tables and do the hula hoop.
Yeah, they sure did. It's changed a little bit now.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
And every day there's a special there.
They have a great lunch special.
Yep.
Every day.
Every day. So, a few minutes just to wrap it up and
they're
finish
Cajun,
up.
I'm going to give a shout out to Toots because they're Cajun wings I had for the first time like a month ago. And I love the Cajun wings. A lot of people don't know about it.
Yeah.
Have you had them in Cajun?
Not the wings. I've done the tenders like that. Yeah. They're really good, too.
Yeah. Anyway.
But
so you can go to Toots. Very affordable. Good food, good service. And then go over and see.
Go to a movie.
Right
then go down into the garden center and get you a tree and some flowers. And then go back to an old South home and sleep. So there you go. We just one-stop shop. But anyway, so, yeah. Make sure you get out and enjoy this day. These 70-degree days are about optimal for anything. I think that's about my temperature I would love to have year-round. It's golf courses, Indian Hills. I drove by here this morning. It was packed, a lot of golfers out there. We have so many good parks in the city, the Greenway. There's a lot to do. So get out and make the most of your day and shop with local businesses. And everybody have a good weekend, I guess, would be the sentiment on my end. And then, Dave, if you're looking to buy a house, want to get pre-qualified for loan and lending, Dave can help you out there. If you want to think about buying a house, buying a townhome, and making that step from going from a renter or to a first-time home buyer, Old South, you cannot beat their service, their product, really the locations of all your places. I mean, you've kind of got all the bases covered. And really appreciate you coming on today, John. It's been a long time. I was thinking back when we've been doing this show so long, where we were talking about, you know, when we're doing remodeling. Remember when things went really bad? And
I don't want to talk about those things.
But what I'm saying is that throughout the show,
we don't replay those.
We've seen these. My point is, we're in good times now.
Yeah, I used to deliver newspapers, but I don't want to do it today.
No, you mow grass, do newspapers, and work at the grocery store. But the point is hard. If you work hard at something and you show up on time and you do what you're doing, you're right there. You're 80% above most people,
no doubt.
And then if you can be honest and trustworthy, that just puts you another 10% up. And anybody out there that wants to be an entrepreneur or be a successful employee, part of an establishment, just do those basic things.
Yep. And then we got a shout out for our
Patrick Phillip here. And right after this, we're gonna have Dick Palmer on. MTSU baseball is playing game two of Southern Miss today.
At Southern Miss.
Yep. So 1:15 we'll be going on the air, and it's a doubleheader today. So we got one game and then another game following that.
Good deal.
That's double work. I wonder if they get double scholarship for that. That's a lot of baseball.
I don't know, but if you get a chance, go online, check out MTSU's baseball schedule, take your family, your kids. It's a good little event. We got a nice little stadium out there. It's a good way to sit back and enjoy Vanderbilt spending here. Mm-hmm. But you got some quality baseball and entertainment to enjoy the outdoor weather. So, anyway, well, again, I appreciate being here and appreciate our listeners. And thanks to all our sponsors. And we'll see you next time here on the Rutherford Home Show.
He's pounded down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch no bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal, someday.